Part 4. Delayed Exits from Chapter 11. Julian Lopez Toledo reports about two Chapter 11 debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. Tribune Company and W.R. Grace. Judge Kevin J. Carey of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware indicated that he may issue a ruling on the confirmation of the company's fourth amended joint plan of reorganization by July. Judge Carey said he will either approve the plan or provide Tribune and its creditors a roadmap on how to fix it so it can be confirmed. According to the Chicago Tribune, the disputes on the plan have come down to five, quote, relatively small issues that need to be resolved, including the language on payment of professional fees and technical issues on the litigation trust. The report said the litigation trust is a vital issue for junior creditors because it preserves claims against parties related to Samzell's 2007 leveraged buyout of Tribune, which the junior creditors say left the company insolvent. Judge Carey scheduled a telephonic hearing for June 11th to confirm resolution or address any unresolved issues stated on the record during the confirmation hearing, according to a notice filed with the court. The bankruptcy judge said he would convene a status conference on his decision in early July if necessary. Judge Carey held hearings to confirm the plan on June 7th and 8th. The main contention of Tribune's bankruptcy case is the settlement of certain causes of action arising from the 2007 leveraged buyout of Tribune, contemplated by the Chapter 11 plan filed by Tribune, the Official Committee of Unsecured Creditors, Oak Tree Capital Management LP, Angelo Gordon & Company LP, and J.P. Morgan Chase Bank N.A. In contrast, the rival group of Aurelius Capital WTC and senior indentured trustees Deutsche Bank Trust Company Americas and Law Debentor Trust Company of New York seek to retain those causes of action and pursue them vigorously per their competing Chapter 11 plan. A multi-district litigation is currently before a New York federal court to recover billions of dollars from entities who participate in the buyout. On October 31, 2011, Judge Carey issued an opinion denying confirmation of the competing Chapter 11 plans. Nevertheless, the bankruptcy judge opined the Tribune's plan better paves the way towards the debtor's goal to reorganize by resolving significant claims. The bankruptcy judge also held that the DCL plan settlement treats creditors fairly. Tribune amended the DCL plan several times to incorporate the bankruptcy court's previous rulings, including the ruling on allocation disputes under the DCL plan. Aurelius and several parties renewed their objections to the current DCL plan, focusing on its technical aspects, including the structure of the litigation trust and payment of professional fees. The plan contemplates the turnover of ownership to holders of the company's loan, a group that includes DCL plan proponents J.P. Morgan Chase & Company and Oak Tree Capital Management LP and Angelo Gordon & Company, according to Reuters. They will appoint the company's seven-member board. Tribune needs to obtain Federal Communications Commission's approval to transfer its broadcasting businesses before it can emerge from bankruptcy. Tribune Chief Reorganization Officer Don Liebentritt said he is hopeful that a July decision on the plan would not delay Tribune's application with the FCC. The FCC cannot rule on Tribune's request without a confirmation order, but the company is working on it. Mr. Liebentritt has considered the FCC approval a, quote, wild card in an effort to exit bankruptcy smoothly. It is uncertain whether organizations that objected to Tribune's previous licensing applications will object this time. In a Bloomberg interview, Mr. Liebentritt said if Tribune obtains approval of the plan by July, it will emerge from bankruptcy by August or at the end of the year latest, depending on the outcome of the FCC application. At the June 8th hearing, Aurelius and its group made it clear that they plan to appeal Judge Carey's decision and vigorously pursue the preserved claims. As of February 16, 2012, Tribune had a distributable value of $7.372 billion. Tribune filed for Chapter 11 in December 2008. After being in bankruptcy for 11 years, W.R. Grace's Chapter 11 case may finally come to an end in the coming days. Judge Ronald L. Buckwalter of the U.S. District Court for the District of Delaware issued on June 11, 2012, an amended memorandum opinion and order overruling all objections and confirming W.R. Grace and its debtor affiliates' joint plan of reorganization in its entirety. The appellants had until July 11th to file any considerations, at which point W.R. Grace would have an additional 30 days to respond. Then the Third Circuit Court of Appeals will make its decision. Grace may actually be able to exit bankruptcy even before they are all settled, depending on the details of the appeals. But first, the courts must receive all appeals. Grace won bankruptcy court approval of the plan on January 31, 2011. The district court affirmed the plan about a year later, on January 30, 2012. Numerous parties in interest filed motions to reconsider, alter, and clarify the affirmation order. Various appeals have also been filed. The parties seeking clarification or amendment to the order include Sealed Air Corporation, Cryovac Inc., and Fresenius Medical Care Holdings Inc., the Libby claimants, and Garlock Sealing Technologies LLC. Judge Buckwalter's amended memorandum opinion and order includes additional language clarifying that all injunctions and releases in the joint plan, and not merely the injunction under Section 524G of the Bankruptcy Code, are approved, issued, and affirmed. Grace filed for Chapter 11 reorganization in 2001 to protect itself from more than 100,000 personal injury claims. The Troubled Company Reporter provides detailed reporting about every Chapter 11 filing nationwide. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 4 of the report. The report concludes in Part 5.